Cherry Docks is the title of David Gow's play of Hate and Redemption in the Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker. Cherry Docks are red steel-toed Doc Marten boots that Mike, the Nazi skinhead, used to kick an Asian to death. Danny is Mike's dutifully liberal Jewish lawyer. The initially hard and later vulnerable Mike says, "In an ideal world, I'd see you eliminated. In this one, I need you." The Jewish Theater of Bloomington's Mike is played by first-timer Christopher Kreider Planka. Danny is JTB veteran Jonathan Golombeki. IU stages Bloomington and JTB veteran Liam Castellan directs. It's been more than 20 years since David Gow's Cherry Docks had its first production, and he himself has said that he'd hoped that in those years the play's impact might have been blunted. Sadly, that's not the case today. The play is a single hour and 40-minute production with relatively brief solo and joint scenes for the attorney and the client, the incarcerated Mike's lecture on the importance of feet and just how comfortable those Cherry Dock boots were holds a certain fascination. Later he gives a detailed description of just how one should go about improvising a prison tattoo. Lawyer Danny is free to come and go. His account of a frightening car experience, boxed in by four African-American youths, and his audio battles with his wife over Latin dance music or virtuoso pieces. Frankly, the first hour's relatively short scenes seemed a bit fragmented and only loosely connected by the screen graphics describing the timeline. All through the play, Mike seems to want Danny to come up with a quick fix, a strategy that either will free him or cut his jail time. He angrily tells the lawyer, "You're not supposed to make it hard." Danny refuses and keeps asking Mike to come to terms with the murder and the emotional underpinning that made it possible. At first, Mike is able to only robotically repeat the creed of his organization. Things come to a head in a tensely dramatic scene as Danny forces Mike to take on both the graphic description of the injuries to his victim and the victim's forgiving humanity. As the drama moves from the tension to resolution, there's a curious shift. Danny, who at first seemed the stronger with his creed of liberal tolerance, has triggered positive changes in Mike, but they're not ones that he can follow, and he's adrift. Danny's wife has left him, and even to himself, he's curiously disconnected from his own career. Meanwhile, the incarcerated Mike is making some real progress. He's working to finish high school, meeting with a therapist, and developing his own potential and life with a core of love. In his thoughtful notes, director Liam Castellan asks us if in these times a play like Cherry Docks can help, and encourages us to find out together. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington's production of David Gow's Cherry Docks plays through May 19th in the Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.